Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Welcome back to the Mouse Ears Podcast. I am your host, Brooks, and it is guys' night here on the Mouse Ears Podcast. It has been forever since we've had a guys' night, but with me is my partner in this podcast world, my right-hand man, my main man. No, I'm not talking about Mickey Mouse. I'm talking about the man in the great state of Texas, Kelton. Kelton, how are you doing?
Howdy, Brooks. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. And heidi ho, neighbor. Steph, you would never steal that from me again. Anyway, like we said, it is guys' night. And with it being guys' night, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, the manliest of topics, the machismo, the macho king.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're going to talk about Christmas movies tonight.
But not just any Christmas movies, though, right? Like, we're not narrowing it down.
So we are talking about, so we were discussing this before. Our original idea was to try to make up the ultimate Mouse Ears top 10 Christmas movies. However, when we started going through it, we realized very quickly we need to share our own and at least maybe for me, defend some of our choices.
I have questions on why some of yours are so far down the list.
I mean, we'll get to that. But
it is very different. Yeah. We were very different.
We were extremely different. but before we get to all that, if this is your first time watching us, or if this is your 74th time listening or watching us, welcome. If you're watching us on YouTube, help us spread more magic. And if you love all things travel, but mostly Disney, click that like button, subscribe to our channel, and smash that little bell for your VIP pass to be notified for every new episode. But before we get into our Christmas list, our watch list for 2024, we need to get into the new news. Hold on. I have breaking news here. We are bringing it over to Kelton over there in the Texas studio. Kelton, new news.
Well, thank you, Brooks. I tried to do the spin. It doesn't work when you have a cord. I need to listen to the music to cue things.
That's why I got rid of the cord.
I should go back to my wireless headphones. Absolutely. All right, here we go. We got some great stuff out there. It's short. It's sweet. To the point. We've got a great episode to get to. Here we go. Disney Cruise Line has a great sale. Let's see what I did there. Not the other sale, but that sale going on, where right now you only have to pay half of your deposit at the time of booking for select sailings on Disney Cruise Line. And this is going to tie into the next piece of new news, but I got to talk about it now anyway. However, when this drops, it's already going to be too late. But the Disney Treasure, Disney Cruise Line's newest ship, left Port Canaveral again today, being December 12th, on a three-night preview. We were lucky enough to have one of our very own, Steph, from the Mouse Ears blog and podcast, on board with two other fantastic people that you guys have seen here. That is right. She's back. Well, not here, but on the ship. The queen of DCL herself, Laura Greco, along with Fairy Tale Journeys by Rachel. Rachel was on, of course, for our Disneyland Paris episode.
Back in season one.
That was a long time ago.
That was.
We have aged since then.
We have. We have only grown.
I've probably shrunk. I just kind of, you know, bad posture.
I hope I've shrunk.
It's the holidays. I'm not shrinking that way this time. I'm telling you that.
I had a nice cup of hot cocoa earlier tonight.
That sounds so delicious. So hopefully.
Speaking of the treasure, if you want more info on it, please take a listen to our previous episode. Where we had Laura Greco, of course, the queen of DCL, and also first-time guest Sarah Erninwine, where they got to go to New York for the christening of the treasure, and also got the tour. On their socials, they have some amazing videos. Sarah's constantly posting stuff from that trip, and that was they only had a few hours on that ship.
So, barely any time.
If you want more info on the treasure, go listen to that episode, and also stay tuned to Mouse Ears blog, because I'm sure Stephanie's going to have a great article.
She's going to have some good stuff coming up. This last one here, as always, we all know, is near and dear to my heart. Loyal to Royal, baby. Royal Caribbean's
hashtag
Royal Beach Club. That's right. We are keeping it loyal to Royal. So the Royal Caribbean Beach Club in Nassau, Bahamas, is going to be opening up sometime in December of 2025. But I was just on their website, you know, earlier today. They got some great things. I mean, they've got pools, unlimited food, cocktails, beaches, live music. More food, because that's what you need on vacation to begin with. But all of this, it is unfortunate, but we'll have to see what happens. Currently, it is considered an excursion, so it will require a day pass, just like some of the other resorts down there in Nassau. That's all I have for the new news. So we're going to go back to the desk.
Well, thank you, Kelton. That was wonderful. But we're going to pivot over to trivia with our trivia master, Kelton.
I'm back.
For tonight's trivia. Yes. when you have guests tonight, you wear many hats.
Oh, I do. Oh, I love it. Today's trivia question and last week's and probably next week will be brought to you by the Magic Candle Company. Next time you want a Disney-inspired scent to fill your home or office like I do, whether it may be a candle, room spray, or more, make sure to use our special promo code MOUSEEARS for 15% off. That is MOUSEEARS for 15% off any of your future Magic Candle Company purchases. So here we go. Tonight's trivia question. What year was the first Christmas tree put up at Rockefeller Center? What year was the first tree put up at Rockefeller Center? If you want to know the answer without having to Google it, just stay tuned. Hang out with us for another 51 minutes. And we'll give you that answer down the line. Hopefully it's 51 minutes, because this is going to be an interesting episode. That's all I got from the trivia desk. I can't spin because I got the wired headphones on. So here's a half spin for you. Back to you.
We're going over a little giveaway that we're having for you, our Mouse Ears universe. So we're bringing a little Jollywood magic to you. Enter to win exclusive merchandise from the 2024 Jollywood Nights event at Disney's Hollywood Studios there in Orlando, Florida. Perfect for any Disney fans looking to sprinkle a little holiday cheer into their collection. So we have two magical prizes, which means we will have two winners. To learn more on how to enter, bring it over to the man, the myth, the legend, Kelton.
air horn. Womp, 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 womp. Okay, here we go. You guys are wondering, here's our timeline for the giveaway. It's going to open up Monday, December 16th. So when this episode drops, the giveaway is open. It'll close out December 22nd. That's a Sunday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be announcing the winners on Monday, December 23rd. So stay tuned to the Facebook page, all of the socials for that giveaway. Here we go. Here's how to enter. Listen closely. It's also below, but listen closely. We're asking that you really, it's not an ask. You must follow the Mouseears blog and podcast on Instagram and TikTok at Mouseears blog. And make sure to follow our sponsors, Fairy Tale Journeys Travel, as well. Second, subscribe to our podcast on your preferred platform. Could be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the good things like Amazon Music, I think it is. And number three, we want you to engage. Talk to us. Go ahead and make sure to comment on the giveaway post with your favorite holiday Disney memory. If you don't have a Disney one, give us your favorite holiday memory. We're going to need you to tag two Disney or Universal friends, could be Cruise Line friends, tag two friends in that same post. You need to tag two friends when you do that. Not two posts with one friend, one post, two friends for this giveaway. And if you want to throw in that one bonus entry, you can do so by sharing this post to your own story with us, the Mouse Ears blog, tagged on that as well. That'll get you a bonus entry. Rules are simple. When it opens up on Monday, December 16th, when this drops, let's do it. Let's win some Jollywood merch.
Yeah, that's right. Don't miss this chance to snag some exclusive Disney merch and spread the holiday magic and enter now. And now, back to our episode. I tell you,
this episode's going to be a mess.
Kylie. We spared no expense.
Zero. I brought Mickey in for this one too.
Yes. I mean, you're putting me to shame here.
I was expecting, you know, Bluey to be in the corner over there.
But Bluey is he has a lantern, jack-o'-lantern. I don't have a Christmas Bluey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh well. That's okay.
Yeah.
The after Christmas sales are coming.
That's right.
So we got to get into this.
We do. So, again, we are talking about our top 10 movies to watch during the Christmas season, our top 10 Christmas movies. However, before we get into that, we're going to play just a little game real quick. As we were going through this list, trying to come up with our top 10s, there were some movies that, dare I say, are controversial. They split the Christmas fandom on whether or not they are Christmas movies. So we thought it'd be fun to kind of go back and forth real quick on a couple of these and decide whether or not they are Christmas movies. So, Kelton, number one, and this one's actually a two-parter. Is it Nightmare Before Christmas? Is it a Halloween movie? Is it a Christmas movie? Is it both?
Could it be neither?
Ooh, I hadn't heard that. I've heard either Halloween or Christmas.
I will say, so not one of my favorite movies, really, and I don't watch it at all, because to be honest, Jack Skellington kind of creeps me out a little bit. But I would have to go, Brooks, it is both.
What do you think? I would agree with that. I would agree that it's both. You can watch it either Halloween or Christmas. It's not one of my favorite. It's not one of my favorites either. And it's not that you know, some people say, well, Tim Burton isn't really for everyone. I wouldn't say it's because it's a Tim Burton movie. I think it's very beautifully done.
Put together. Great music.
Oh, yeah.
Great music.
I mean, is it Ken was it Ken Page for Oogie Boogie?
I'm not very good with actors and or actresses.
But who the actor that played Oogie Boogie, phenomenal. I mean, really, they had a good cast with the voices and everything. It's, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll watch it, but it's not one that I'm like, ooh, I have to watch it. So a little bit, maybe a little bit of a spoiler of a movie that is not in my top 10. So next up, and I really didn't think about this one as not a Christmas movie, I will say, but Home Alone. Is that a Christmas movie? Kelton.
See, I think it's a Christmas movie.
See, I think so too.
There's Christmas lights around.
Yes, it happens during Christmas.
Now, what you have to remember, though, is that might, during Christmas is different for everybody. Like, if you're like Casey and I, Christmas starts at, like, you know, 9 o'clock on Halloween. So, and goes to like her birthday, which is early January. So, like,
yeah, but I mean, that one is literally set during the week,
the Christmas
day of Christmas. I mean, I want to know what the McAllister father does for a living to afford to take his entire family to Paris for Christmas. Paris.
Brooks, what do you think? Is it a Christmas movie or no?
Yes, I say it's definitely a Christmas movie. See, so, little fun fact, a couple of years ago, actually a few years ago, Kelsey, myself, my brother, my mom, I think Neoma went with us too, but we went and saw Home Alone at the Atlanta Symphony, and they played they had a projector. They played the Home Alone movie, but the Atlanta Symphony played the soundtrack and the music during the movie. And like, they even had the children's choir come out and sing.
Oh my gosh.
It's the only way to watch a movie.
Apparently, that sounds awesome. Oh,
they do a bunch of them like that. They've done all the Star Wars movies.
I was gonna say, can we go see Star Wars?
Yeah,
you know, not really. If Christian Haydenson comes walking out, like, come on.
So, actually, a little fun fact: when I was a senior in high school, for our Christmas concert, we sang "Duel of the Fates."
Nice.
So. Yeah, that one.
That's
that one
awesome.
Basically, like having to get the pronunciation of the words, and we had two guys come out with lightsabers.
That's
but
perfect.
But lastly, and I saved this one purposely for last.
Everybody probably knows what it is,
because I feel like this is the one that most people will, like. They would die on this hill. Maybe. So Die Hard, is it a Christmas movie? It does take place during Christmas. Is that a Christmas that everything happens at a Christmas office party?
I'm telling you, I'm gonna be straight, and I'm sorry if I offend some people. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Oh, okay. I was about to
So were you about to test this friendship and have it just be over?
So I've always gone back and forth. Does the setting create a Christmas movie? I feel like that can be somewhat debatable. However, I heard someone, I think it was just like a parody, talking about this debate. And mm-hmm. basically, like, think of the themes: family, mm-hmm. togetherness. And it's just, like they just basically they convinced me in the parody that they were doing, and it's like, yeah, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I love it.
Because John McClane is trying to get together with his family for Christmas. And there's several movies that have that same notion.
So,
an all-time classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas, with JTT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
See, and that's what I know. People just need to stop hating on Die Hard, okay? You know, Die Hard has the same type of storyline like every single movie on the Hallmark Channel that runs all year long. So, it just is. I mean, Die Hard should just be on the Hallmark Channel too to begin with. But, you know, but there you have it. I mean, Home Alone, Christmas movie. Yippee-ki-yay, Die Hard, Adventures. Christmas movie. Nightmare Before Christmas. Santa. Oh, you heard it here. And that is a hill I will die on.
Ba-doom. See, I make my own noise.
We don't need no sound effects.
Where we're going, we don't need soundboards. I do like my soundboard, though.
We got to get a soundboard, like an actual push button one. It's maybe it's in the coming. Budget for season 4 or 5. Yes.
So, all right. So now that we've gone through our controversial or picks, now I feel like we're going to get even more into controversial picks.
It's going to get rough, people.
At least maybe mine. So before we get into our topic, are we going to do honorable mentions quickly, or are we going to save those till?
I don't have any, so go ahead. I put my honorable mentions in I had it in the top 10. Then it was going to be all the Hallmark, you know, movies, Christmas movies, but go for it. What's your honorable mentions?
All 70 of them with a 5 actress.
Pretty much.
So I had 2 honorable mentions. One is Last Christmas. And I can't even think of the 2 main actors in it. One's from Game of Thrones. And the other one, I can't think of his name. He was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, I love him.
Yeah. Anyway, that movie, I'm not going to spoil it for people, but there is a twist in that movie that I did not expect. That it, when that twist happened, I was like, whoa, I did not see that one coming. So they're all good aliens. No, I'm kidding.
They're all aliens.
And then my other honorable mention, which I feel like might upset some people. And so I'll just preface it with this. I didn't realize, number one, how many Christmas movies there are, Hallmark excluded. Hallmark excluded. But there are a ton of Christmas movies, and there are a ton of good Christmas movies. There are movies that I did not list in my top 10 that if I see it on, I will just stop and watch. Because I'm like, I know it's a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, but my other honorable mention, and again, I love this movie. I look forward to introducing it to Ellie this year. But Charlie Brown Christmas is a classic. I feel like it's the definition of a classic.
Well, it is. I mean, not to say that, you know, people who were born in that generation are, you know, classics, but 1965 is when that movie came out.
And that is crazy.
One of the greatest, probably one of the greatest, even though it's not very high on my list, spoiler on that one. So, no, great pick. Great pick for honorable mention. It was hard. Now, before we dive in to the, you know, our top 10 on this, I sent you the website that I was looking at, and I want to tell the people, y'all, this website I found, whoever ranked it was straight. I disagree with about 85% of this list. Harry Potter movies on this list? Those are not Christmas movies.
Okay, but did you also notice where that came from? Yeah. 17.com.
Okay, y'all, I picked a bad website. My bad. Well, so obviously
we were looking at that list and I'm just like, what?
False.
What? Life Size 2 Christmas Eve is in your top 40?
I felt a lot like Dwight Schrute from The Office scrolling through. False. False.
False.
False. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into this top 10 we picked out. Now, if we would have written this 17 article, it would have been correct. So,
yes.
Let's do it to it.
Do it to it, Lars. All right. So, do you want to start with your number 10?
I do.
All right.
Here we go. And tell me if you've ever seen this movie. It's called Jack Frost with Michael Keaton.
Great movie.
For those that don't know, let me go back and find it here because this person on 17 had it in their top 20. I mean, it's a great movie, but y'all, is it really top 20? Jack Frost, in a nutshell, a dad ended up passing away in a car accident and then gets reincarnated as a snowman. Great movie, and it's one that I have not watched in probably 15 years, easily. So when I saw it on here, I had to put it down. Had to put it down as my top 10. So that's all I got for that one. Simple.
That is really a great movie. And it also too, like, Michael Keaton, I feel like at his height of Keatonism, before he had his renaissance here,
yeah, in the
2000s, which when I talk about the Keatonism, like the peak of that, it's not a Christmas movie, but Multiplicity. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have not.
Oh,
I shall watch it now.
That movie. Oh, that movie's hilarious. But anyway, it also has that Jack Frost also has Kelly Preston in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh man, one of the guys from A Knight's Tale.
I can't think of the name.
He was the chubby. But it was a great movie. Basically, Michael Keaton plays a musician and then plays a snowman. So
pretty much. Like
that's all you need in the trailer.
Done.
Yes.
All right, Brooks.
My number 10. And if you listen to our little controversial picks a little earlier, could be considered controversial, but I have Home Alone 1 as my number 10.
And see,
just recently rewatched it, and great movie.
I think it's a solid pick. It really is. We all know it definitely takes place at Christmas time. Hello, this kid is going to war against two burglars to stand his ground in his home with a bunch of Green Army men, jacks, and ended up flooding his neighbor's kitchen. I mean, that sometimes that's just what you have to do. Still a great Christmas movie.
Yep.
I mean, John Candy plays the clarinet in the back of a box truck.
Oh, John Candy. Oh.
Like, I mean, the writers, great job.
Isn't that John Hughes? Isn't that a John Hughes movie? I could be wrong in that. I'm probably wrong in that. I mean, I was just thinking Chicago and John Hughes. But should we do this kind of snake style where us, or are we going to go just back and forth?
What do you mean snake style? Like, so, I go, you go, you go, I go?
Yeah.
That's fine.
So for my number nine. Holiday classic. If you have TBS during Christmas time, I mean during Christmas Day, you have probably watched this 1 or 20 times. But it is A Christmas Story. I mean, it's. I mean, you may
Careful, poke your you'll eye shoot out your eye out. That one.
Yeah, you shoot your eye out. All right, does, don't. I don't want a frozen pole.
Oh gosh, no! But I want to know the people of the Mouseers universe. Does anybody have a leg lamp in their house somewhere?
My brother actually has the ornament.
The ornament. Okay, mm-hmm. That would count. Does anybody actually have the light? There is somebody in my neighborhood in their window. It is not a Christmas tree. Oh, no, it is the leg lamp. From great movie. That's a great movie.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Okay. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to. You know, tell me if I can top that with this one right here. I am not a fan. We've talked about it with different things going on in the parks over in Orlando, but it is still great. And I'm talking about the Muppet Christmas Carol. It's fantastic, right? I mean, oh my gosh. Why am I blanking? Not Gonzo, but, the rat.
Rizzo,
yes, Rizzo, and every, you know, the all dressed up for like for Hawaii, going to the Hawaiian Islands. And mm-hmm. I'm telling, like, there's just something about it. I love the Muppet
version. Gonzo playing Charles Dickens,
yes,
and Rizzo the Rat playing Rizzo the Rat.
I'm telling you, that's one of my favorite versions of that, because the Mickey Mouse version of a Christmas Carol just breaks my heart and makes me cry. Can't do it. I'll do the Muppet version though.
So. Which again, going like creating this list, there are so many variations of A Christmas Carol, Scrooge. I mean, it's not in my top 10, but how great is Bill Murray's Scrooge?
Oh, fancy. I forgot about that one. Fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's okay. That's when he was also kind of at his height of Bill Murray.
Yeah, And that was right around the Ghostbusters time. And
That was yeah. And Groundhog Day. And
Groundhog Day. Yeah. Oh, Groundhog Day. Some days at work, I feel like I'm in Groundhog Day. Yeah. So if we're stinking along here, I should be on my number eight.
Mm-hmm.
So my number eight, one of your honorable mentions. I love A Charlie Brown Christmas. I have not shown it to Kenny yet. At least I don't think Casey has shown it to him yet. Charlie Brown Christmas. And this one was made in 1965. We had said, great movie. It's just one of those. This season has a lot of just butt time in the chair. Go ahead and huddle, you know, cuddle with your loved ones. Get that hot cocoa. Spike it with, you know, some schnapps. And let's just kick on the movies.
Yep.
Because we got 20 great, well, probably like 15 great movies here to watch. 18 if you count Die Hard and Nightmare Before Christmas. And Home Alone.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't do math.
All right. So I think now it's time for my number eight.
It is your number eight.
Yeah. So my number eight, Disney classic, The Santa Claus.
Ooh.
With Tim Allen, the first one. You put on the suit, you're the big guy.
Another great Christmas movie.
Yes. Yeah. It, and I can't remember if I mentioned it, because I know I mentioned it before we started recording, but if you go by holiday seasons, the amount of Christmas movies as compared to any other season.
Ginormous.
Yeah. It's is insane.
Take that, Halloween.
But but it, and I've heard someone say too, can I please have Judy's hot cocoa recipe?
Oh,
I mean, it took her 1200 years to perfect it.
We need it ASAP.
So, but moving right along, you know, sticking with the classics, for my number seven, you know, every time you hear, teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. It's A Wonderful Life. You know, that it's a classic. I think that is our friend Peter Burkhart. I think that might be his favorite movie of all time. Him and Sarah's.
That's great. It gets
a little heavy there for a bit. Yeah. So
no,
I have found as I get older, I cry more at movies.
It's when you have kids, man. Mm-hmm. It's when you have kids. No, I think that's a fantastic pick. It's A Wonderful Life is an awesome movie, especially for this time of year.
Yeah.
So, oh my, I almost coughed there for a second. That would have been real bad on the podcast. Would have had to edit that one out. We're also going to stick with the classics here for my number seven, 1964. We are going with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, great movie.
I always get so mad when we watch that because all the other reindeers bully Rudolph when all he wants to do is just play. It breaks my heart, man. Mm-hmm. We're getting emotional on this episode.
And that other elf just wants to be a dentist.
That's all he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, the
don't
let, too.
Always stick with your dreams. Just build the toys. Go be a dentist.
Yep.
Just play some reindeer Lick games, man.
Let's okay, get that. But
oh, okay. My number seven, 1964, yep. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We got to move along before I start crying. So here we go. Now we're going to move into this one, right? And I don't have the date here, so I have to quickly find it. But I'm talking about another classic, White Christmas. I'm telling you, Casey's grandmother would be so proud of me with some of the movies I have on here because she's all about a lot of these old, Casey's all about all of these older movies. So, White Christmas, you know, it
came out in 1954.
Ooh, we're moving back in time. I'm marking that on my list. 1954.
So, the year fantastic my dad was movie. Born.
Not too shabby.
So, all right. So, moving right along, we're going to go with, I call this my Ellie pick.
Ooh.
For number six. This is a movie that Ellie has greatly gravitated to this season. And in turn, Kelsey has greatly gravitated to. At least three times a week, it is played in my house right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it is one of the versions of The Grinch. I think between the two of us, we'll have all three versions in our list. But it is the Illuminations version. So it's with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay. That is not one I've seen yet.
So it really is a good movie. And so one thing with the original, how the Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas,
mm-hmm.
And then the How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey, and then this one, this Grinch, I feel like they all three kind of bring their own spins on the story. So this one leans more into the, I would say, more lightheartedness. The Jim Carrey one leaned more into the comedy, but I don't know. not really lighthearted on some parts. I mean, he was when he was dropped off, he was left outside while his adoptive parents were having a key party. I don't know that you really noticed that detail.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, no.
But see, the Jim Carrey version is so—it's so funny because I sit there, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'll quote it to Casey. She says, "Well, we're gonna go out, you know, meet some friends at the bar right around the corner." And I look at her and go, "But what will I wear?"
Oh, I was thinking, if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it.
4 o'clock, Willow in self-pity. 5:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again.
6 o'clock, jazzercise. 7 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one.
See, there we go.
But moving right along, because we might talk about that movie a little more later. A little spoiler. But my number five. So one thing we realized when we were talking about this, because again, we talked about originally making an ultimate list. Kelton had more of the classics. And I think because especially my viewings over the past few years have been more the newer ones. But my number five is a movie, I think it came out maybe last year or the year before.
Last year.
But it's again a version of the It's a spin on the Christmas Carol, Spirited, with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
I've heard fantastic things about this movie.
So one thing with mine, and you'll kind of see it, I think with another movie later on. I'm big into like if a movie has a great soundtrack, it really to me really elevates the rewatchability. Mm-hmm. And Spirited, I had that soundtrack on replay all last season.
I do know it is good because Casey, I think, has watched it 2 or 3 times in the last mm-hmm. week and a half.
Oh,
last week or so. Yeah, she's watched it a number of times already. So. Plus, it has Ryan Reynolds. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Deadpool. There we go.
Is Deadpool a Christmas movie? No. Anyway.
Well.
Deadpool 2 is a family movie.
It is a family movie. Side note, have you seen Deadpool versus Wolverine? Deadpool and Wolverine? Mm-hmm. Great movie. All right, number five. Here we go. So, we had just talked about it. It is not your version. It is not Jim Carrey's version, but I am talking about How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated one. Mm-hmm. Now, well, is it really animated or is it drawn? Like, how do you classify that?
I mean, I would say hand-drawn. That is classically animated.
Classically animated. It is one of the originals. I seem to have a hard time letting go of things in the past. Like some of these classics. So, I mean, that's
when they're great. It's
kind of hard to let go.
Yeah.
Just, you know, leave us millennials alone. That's all we want. It's just to be left alone. Mm-hmm. But that's my number five. So now we're getting into the goods. Top five from my list.
You mean top four?
Top five was easy. It was the other five. My number four is A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
I say that, you know, just because it talking about, you know, we're in the Christmas season. You know, he's trying to decipher the code. Lord knows why in the bathroom. Who had a radio in their bathroom? You know, to do all of it. Like, it was, you know, getting the Red Ryder BB gun. Great movie. Just, we need a leg lamp. Gotta get a leg lamp.
Well, I mean, you gotta win that prize to get the leg lamp.
I do. Fred Gillet.
Must be Italian.
Here we go. Brooks.
All right.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty. Your top five.
Well, top four.
Top four. You already did five.
Yeah. So my number four, we're going to complete the Grinch trilogy.
Yeah.
So my number four is Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And that one is purely for Jim Carrey. That man outdid himself for that movie.
Masterpiece.
There's even parts in that movie where there's like a famous blooper in the movie that made it into the movie where he was supposed to went up to the table and he pulls the tablecloth and everything was supposed to fall, but he did it so well that he cleared the table and he improvised going back and knocking everything down.
Sometimes you just have to let the actors like that.
Yeah.
Let them do their thing.
And then him imitating Ron Howard. You reject your own nose because it represents commercialism. Why did you not think of that? Cut, print, take the cake, move it on. Again, that movie is so quotable too.
Oh my gosh. It really is. That's a good point. What is your, like, we need to ask the people to let us know what their favorite quote is. What is one line that you quote from the Jim Carrey version of The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, however you want to call it?
I mean, speaking of famous Christmas movie quotes, there's one that I've seen going around on TikTok. You know, we talked about all the Hallmark Christmas movies. There are a couple that are fine to watch, but there are some that are tough. But there is one that it is absolutely ridiculous. There's nothing bad in the quote.
Yeah.
But it's just the length of it. But it is, as a guy asking a girl out or something, and he says, quote, "I was wondering if you two were coming to the," and this is the event's name, "Pine Green Grove Town Square Christmas Eve Festival of Lights Christmas Tree Decorating Contest Finalist Gala."
What?
And it was said with a straight face.
I would love to know how many takes that took.
And the way he says it, "I was wondering if you two were going to the he literally said, "Pine Green Grove Town Square Christmas Eve Festival of Lights Christmas Tree Decorating Contest Finalist Gala tonight."
That's something that comes up in normal conversation on a Tuesday afternoon at the water cooler.
Yeah. I mean, who else hasn't, pondered if they're going to, I'm not saying it again.
I was wondering if you were going to do it again.
But anyway, moving on to our top three. So my number three, I guarantee you it's not on your list. But it's one of those that has, again, come out on Netflix in the past couple of years. Netflix has stepped up their Christmas movie game in the past few years. They have some that are good for the whole family, and there are some that are good for, I would say, older people. Maybe not suitable for all children. But this one is Jingle Jangle.
For some reason, that name sounds familiar.
So if you have not watched it, I highly recommend going to watch it. It is, the music in that movie is, as Jim Rome would always say, phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
It has music. I think John Legend was a producer of the music in that film. But you also have Princess Tiana herself.
Ooh.
In that movie singing. Forrest Whitaker singing. You have Keenan from Keenan and Peele.
Keenan and Kel.
No, not Keenan, but Key of Key and Peele.
Oh yes, Key.
Peele,
yes.
Keegan Key. He's in that movie and he sings and it is phenomenal. Ricky Martin is in that movie. Playing a little toy.
Nice.
But that the music in that movie is incredible and it makes the rewatchability that much better. But that is my number three, Jingle Jangle. What is your number three, Kelton?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Great movie.
I don't think we even have to talk about it anymore because it is a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm. It'll make you appreciate your life too.
It does. Like, yeah. Just remember that, people. Just remember. Number two. And this is one that actually Kenny was just watching a couple of days ago. Going back to the crisp year where they made awesome cars. 1969. Ford people, let's go, baby. Frosty the Snowman. Back when a little bit of magic out of a magician's hat turns a whole snowman alive. And no, I'm not talking about Olaf, people. The original Frosty. I think that's probably, well, I mean, it's up in my top five, so it's got to be one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's just one movie. One of those originals, and that is why I don't go into greenhouses. So I might melt. But
oh man, great movie.
It really is.
So
not as quotable, enough, but you know.
Yeah. Funny enough, Kelsey actually showed that movie to Ellie earlier today.
How did that go?
I wasn't here, but. I think it went well. So funny enough, we call it a movie. It is only 25 minutes long.
It's a movie.
Yeah. And correct me if I am wrong.
I doubt it, but okay.
I believe, isn't there a connection between Frosty the Snowman and Haunted Mansion? Is it maybe the narrator does both?
Is it the magician? Is it Frosty? I think it's the magician.
There's a connection. I can't remember it right this second, but there is a connection between the two. One of the voice actors is the voice of the host of
the ghost host.
The ghost host.
Oh boy.
I believe. So, but yes, so moving right along, I think.
Okay. So, every time you say moving right along, all I think is Fozzie and Kermit. And the Studebaker moving right along. Da, 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 da. No,
I'm glad I put that in your mind da, 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 every single time.
And you've done it every time. That's all I sing every time that you do that. Not that it's bad or anything, but it's just catchy. Moving right along. Side note. Okay, there you go. Sorry.
Oh no, you're good. So, my number two. Is a classic. It is one of the, I would say probably the, even more than Jim Carrey's The Grinch, one of the most, probably the most quotable Christmas movie out there is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I quote that movie all throughout the year.
It breaks my heart that it's your number two.
So.
Like, okay. Oh no. I lost a portion of my light. Hold on.
Oh no.
I don't know what happened. Oh, my phone died.
Do you remember your number one?
Oh no, I went old school. I wrote it down. Oh,
okay. I wrote mine down too.
So, look at us.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about National Lampoon's.
I mean, she's a beauty.
She's a beaut, Clark. Now, don't get too attached to that. She's coming with me when we leave come January.
What is are you? I would not be more surprised if I woke up tomorrow and my head was sewn to the carpet than I am surprised right now.
Yep.
Let's see. One of my favorites. Why is the carpet wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margot.
Oh, there's so many. Go, you know. Oh, when
the blessing. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
When Aunt Bethany comes in, you go. You shouldn't have done that. Oh dear, did I break wind? You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant.
It's like, oh, no, it's good. A lot of sap. A lot of sap.
A little full. A lot of sap. Yeah. Looks good.
Yeah. Oh. It's a tad bit nippy out here.
Huh? So. God, what a great movie.
Oh,
Kenny actually, so please don't judge us if you think we're horrible parents. We did watch that with Kenny. He's seen it like 3 or 4 times this season so far. And the other day, Casey needed to get some things done. So she asked him, you know, hey, buddy, what movie do you want? What Christmas movie do you want to watch? And he said, Christmas Vacation. And I'm like, I am so proud. I love that movie. And are you okay if I go? Because we're on number ones.
We are on
number one. So it only makes sense. My number one Christmas movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Since we just spent 2 minutes talking about it, I don't need to say anything else.
That's just an amazing movie.
I strive to be like Clark W. Griswold and lighting up my house to the point where the town has to turn on the auxiliary power.
Is auxiliary power or nuclear power?
I think it's nuclear, yeah. But I think it is.
And seeing his
meter spin. Electricity just... Man. So many.
It's like. Yeah, and it's my Christmas bonus. Got the Jam of the Month Club subscription.
Jelly.
That's Jelly of the Month. And that's a gift that just keeps giving all year.
If you have a favorite, if you're a Christmas Vacation fan, let us know what your favorite quote is. What do you quote all year long? Now, but Brooks, we've talked about mine for 5 minutes now. What's yours? What is your number one? So
my number one that beat out Christmas Vacation, it was your number 9, Muppets Christmas Carol.
I mean, I also understand why that it is up there on your list as number one.
I love that movie. So I watch it year round.
And see, and if you noted, like, A Christmas Carol, just the Muppet version was the only one on my list. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's a great movie. I just think there are better movies, and please don't cancel me if you disagree. But, and I the Muppet one is fantastic. It is just one of those good movies.
I mean, and I feel like what makes that movie is Michael Caine.
Yeah.
With his seriousness. Easily. He treats all the Muppets as fellow actors. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, when you get to the Treasure Island.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Curry is a Muppet
himself
among Muppets. You know, the new Muppet movie where they sing the song "Am I a Man or Am I a Muppet?"
Tim Curry was
a Muppet.
I think we should, you know, at the end, I think we should ask the people, you know, what's the top 10? Like, what are the movies you watch all Christmas season? Even if your Christmas season starts November 1st, like us in our house, or November 25th, or let's just say Black Friday, because that's most people. So,
or does it begin when you go to the Green Pine Grove Town Square Christmas Eve Festival of Lights Christmas Tree Decorating Contest Finalist Gala?
If it is, let us know.
Yeah. So. I think that just about does it. Didn't we have a trivia question?
I am so happy that you remembered. Here it is. Uh-huh. I just hit my desk. The trivia question that was sponsored by the Magic Candle Company. What year was the first Christmas tree put up in Rockefeller Center? That's New York City for those that... You know, for you heathens out there who don't watch the Christmas tree lighting, because it's almost a tradition. But it was done on Christmas Eve by a bunch of construction workers in the year 1931.
That's crazy.
We're coming up on the 100th anniversary of that in just a few short years. They better go big. I want to see the tallest tree that they can put in there for the 100th.
How much taller can they get?
I don't know. I think they're up to like 92 feet this year.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So should they go for the 100th, go for a 100-foot tree?
They better. That's probably
they
why.
They I think hit the triple digits.
Yeah. Hopefully they've been growing that tree for a few years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think that does it for our Guys Night episode. Hopefully, we haven't been canceled or people have turned us off when they've seen, at least heard my list.
Yeah, I'm not sure about some of mine either.
But what is great about this is these are our lists. If you have your own list, and let us know what it is. So Mickey has his own list.
That's what I hear. It's what Kenny tells me anyway.
Yep. But folks, that just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Join us next week for our special Family Feud episode. I know that we have teased this episode before, and you know, we had a little scheduling snafus that couldn't happen, but we will have the Running Ohana versus the Mouse Ears Podcast with special host Brooks Harvey.
Bring it on. I am ready. Robbie, you're going down.
I may have the questions right here.
Help us out. Help us win. You should cheat. Not the Christmas spirit.
Not the Christmas spirit. So, but folks, don't forget to join our Mouse Ears podcast on Facebook. Follow our TikTok and Instagram to stay up to date on all things travel, but mostly Disney. And if you're interested in having a Fairytale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. Lastly, if you enjoy our weekly episodes of the Mouse Ears podcast, we would love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us. Until next episode.
I was trying to make a star with my finger. Oh. I couldn't do it. It was really bad. Cut that out.
You were making the flashing. I'm like, am I five? What? I don't know. No,
five Still, stars.
Five stars. Sorry, leave us. All right. All right. So we're going to go back. Lastly, if you enjoy our weekly episodes of the Mouse Ears podcast, we would love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us. Leave us that five-star review. Until the next episode, thanks everyone. Bye.
Bye.